So it's summer around the Hunter Valley, and one thing that we all have to put up with from time to time, sadly, is a little bit of sunburn. Could be doing some serious damage to ourselves, and there is ways of treating it. Joining us to have a chat about this morning is Monica Yander, Professor in Behavioural Science from the University of Queensland. Monica, how are you this morning?
I'm really good, thank you, Andrew.
That's the way. Now, Monica, reading your article in The Conversation the other day, it was an interesting there. It says that sunburn is your body recognising that there's too much damage to fix, and it's basically sending in the contractors to try and sort it out. Is that the right way of describing it?
Yes, that's absolutely correct, Andrew. So given that it's a problem once we are sunburned, one of the most important things is to try to prevent it. There are some common situations where Australians now get sunburned, not so much anymore going to the beach, but unusual situations where you wouldn't expect it, such as when you're out and about, when it's a bit cloudy, when it's windy, when you're not expecting to be out there. And so it's really important for people to take their hats, to take the sun-safe clothing, and to take the sunscreen with them, even if they're not expecting to be out in the sun a lot.
Yeah, Monica, look, I stand guilty of this. The other day I did some mowing around the house and it was overcast, so I was just doing it with a singlet, and then when I finished and I was only out there for about 45 minutes, I realised that I had some red patches on my shoulders and on my back. That's just a little bit of damage, but it should be avoided, yes?
Exactly. That's exactly right, Andrew. And so that's very typical for where we are now, mostly being caught with sunburn. Doing the washing, hanging the washing out, I'll just be out there for 5 minutes and then it turns into 45, and yeah, that's exactly what happens to a lot of us. So very important to try to prevent sunburn in the first place.
What sort of damage are we doing to ourselves, Monica, if we do actually go out there and get sunburn on top of sunburn, if that's even the right description?
So sunburn is, as you said before, giving you DNA damage to your skin cells. And so in the long term, the effect of that DNA damage could be quite serious. It could be a skin cancer. So there are different types of skin cancers around. The most common ones are basal cell carcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas. And they are very common. So 2 out of 3 Australians will have one as they age. And then there's the most serious type, which is called melanoma, and that is also quite common in Australia, a skin cancer that can be quite serious.
What's the best way to ease our suffering if we have got ourselves a bit of a burn, Monica?
So definitely get out of the sun as quickly as you can and try to stay indoors until your skin has healed. Sort of get a cool environment, some cool showers, just generally keeping your skin nice and cool, drinking lots of water, and potentially if you feel that's helping you, you can put a little bit of moisturizer on to keep the fluid in the skin, but only if the skin is not broken. So if you have developed blisters, then just try to keep it to keep the area cool and dry and free from anything that could cause an infection.
Monica,
and don't pop the blisters.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Monica, if we're experiencing fevers, chills, nausea, that sort of stuff, amongst other things, other than the sunburn, we've really dehydrated ourselves way too much. Is that right?
No, that's correct. So it definitely would be good then to go and see your GP and just check that you're doing everything correctly and seek help of your medical practitioner if you're not feeling well after the sunburn, because you might also have had a bit too much sun in general, and so you might need some medical assistance to get back on deck.
And how often is it recommended that we should get our skin checked?
So it differs a bit depending on your risk. So the guidelines are a bit different depending on your underlying risk. There are some really good risk calculators out there now. So if you're interested in that, Andrew, just Google, I guess, risk calculators. There's one that just came out from the Melanoma Institute of Australia. There's one for people who have never had a melanoma before and one for people who already had one. And so you can type in your details there and get your risk, and then that gives you some recommendation.
Well, that is fantastic advice. At best of all, let's slip, slop and slap and make sure we're not getting a sunburn. Monica Yander, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Andrew.